Okay, so this tshuva by Rav Amar is I think works to chazer on and add to two of the sugyas that we did, right? So in Daf Yud Zayin, we dealt with the sugya of what? Yes, the former chief rabbi, but yes, what? Or Shlomo Amar? Yeah, the previous Sephardi chief rabbi, right? Before this sugya Yosef. So on Daf Yud Zayin, we had the sugya of Lo Tikravu. Right, Lo Tikravu Galot Erva. Now, what did that prohibit?
Depends according to who.
What types of things were prohibited under Lo Tikravu?
Sleeping in the same bed
with
clothes,
your wife with Anita, with clothes.
Meaning, in short, intimate contact.
Yes.
Right, the question of what counted as intimate contact was the sugya, right? But under Lo Tikravu, primarily we're talking about Nigia, right? We're talking about touch, right?
Even
again, with...
Tikravu could be coming closer.
No. Tikravu clearly there is talking about touch, right? I mean, that's the primary category. Mm-hmm. Right? And as we saw, right, the machlok is in the Gemara about, sleeping unclothed in bed, right, with one spouse who's Anita, right? That was sort of the paradigmatic case. And then the questions of hugging and kissing, which is what the Rambam limits it to, and then the poskim who think that on a fundamental level, right? Then we saw a poskim who debate whether does it mean only romantic touch, right, or does it mean even touch of attraction, right? The simplest pshat, as the shach derives from the Rambam, is that it means right romantic touch, right, or specifically romantic touch that is done in the context of romantic sexualized touch, right? Hence a very limited category of what's actually usher, right? But it could be affection is in that, hence the machlok is about handshakes, right? Which is clearly, in certain circumstances, affectionate, right? Meaning it's friendly, but it's not romantic, right? So is that usher? Or do you think it is romantic, which is, I find not compelling.
If you find it romantic, then... becomes us or
correct
many
for
people.
Sure, exactly. But that was, those are the questions we dealt with there, and some of the issues that came up there. The second constellation of Yisurim was on Daf Chaf, which was the Yisurim of Hirhur, right, of improper thoughts and the derivatives of that, such as
the boss.
That's much later. That was actually a Nagia question. That was a Nagia question.
Beaches,
very good. But what was the original Gemara? Was not looking at, right, looking animals when they're mating.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Right? Remember? Right? Meaning
really
anything which
day.
Causes hearer, and then we dealt with there the question, the postkim of whether, right, the first half of the sugya talks about hearer, the second half discusses hearer that leads to. And the question of are they actually connected, right? Meaning are those two separate things? Is one dependent on the other? Meaning it's only here or her that will actually lead to it, that could lead to it, that will lead to it, things like that. Okay. And the connection between those two sugyot are a bit complicated. Now, the third thing we dealt with, which is sort of the corrective, the main area of heter in both of these is what we called, right?
Mindset.
Which was the heter of, right, based on the Ritva, based really on the Gemara Subos, which was
the heter or the what we said?
The heter, right? What was the right? The Gemara in Subos Daf Yud Zayin talks about the Chachamim who used to put the kalas on their shoulders, right? Used to kiss, right?
Ula used to kiss.
Right, correct. And what's the heter that's derived from that category?
Family relatives could have a what?
The category, the fundamental. Heter there, not
so things
the applications.
That, things that do not, that things
but
that you're not
normally
have a
proper thoughts.
Correct, meaning things that at this point, either for you personally, for your society, whatever, don't cause hero or desexualize because of the English word being habituation. Right, habit.
Yes, yes.
Habit, meaning it's become the norm that it's not sexualized, right? So the Ritva develops this in Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis, the Yamshar Shlomo develops this, the Trumas HaDeshin develops this, and then therefore, for example, right, the Gemara thinks that you can't have a woman serve you, right? We have no hava mina.
To put something on the plate.
But we don't do that at all, right? We go to restaurants all the time, and there are women
serving.
You know, women waitresses and, you know.
No, I mean, if you met his wife, they
No, I'm not talking about Nida. I'm not talking about any woman, right? The Gemara says, Asr lishtamish b'isha la'ola. Right, you can never have a woman serving. I don't, you're right. By Nida, there's edit isurim. Right, we got a. We didn't get into Nida too much, right? We did a little bit with Nida. Nida is more machmir because the assumption is that that which, under normal circumstances, would not be sexualized for some, for not your wife, is when it's your wife because there's a romantic connection to begin with, right? So you're right, correct. That's when you need a heker. But here we're talking about the Gemara as an iser of lishtamish b'isha lo'olam, right? You can't ever have a woman serve you. Bechlal, right? But, the reason we're making on things like that is because...
It's kind of unavoidable loss.
No, it's not just unavoidable. It's just so far-fetched. Or the Gemara says you can't greet someone else's wife. You can't ask how she's doing, rather.
That's a Gemara.
But nowadays we say, no, it's mutter, right? Because...
You couldn't even ask the husband about his wife and how she felt.
Correct, and the post comes in, but nowadays,
yeah,
could a sister serve her brother, let's say meatballs or whatever, soup and liquor on Friday night.
So we'll get to the sister. So we'll get to the sister question in a minute, right? But so again, so the three sugya that we're going to need for this question is one: are the negiya derivatives, right? The second is the hear her derivatives, right? Or hear her and its derivatives, and the third is the notion that even something that might have been usher will become mutter if it societally or even personally becomes
personally.
Right.
Personally, you can.
What?
Why would you do it on a person personally?
Well, because in the Gemara, that's what it's talking about. Remember, right? Remember, the Gemara talks about tamid chachamim.
That was the negiya case.
Correct.
Personally.
Correct. And the Gemara said that meikra didn't really. It works on a individual level. Right? Individual chachamim.
The problem is that with you matter for someone, someone
correct, and that's why
that
we saw that poskim are less comfortable, even though the original Gemara is clearly about individual tamidi chachamim who could even be involved in negiya that was desexualized, and therefore it was much for them to put the kala on their shoulders, right? The poskim aren't necessarily so jumping for joy at being maculate on an individual basis, but they are willing to do what?
As a
talk about it societally because it's less dangerous. Right? I mean, if something comes to norm in society, right? Then so that you can say
it's more makel, or there's
correct.
Ways to be more makel.
Right. So this question of Rav Amar, I think, takes those three sugya that we dealt with, and again, we spent what, a month on them.
Yep.
Right. Between all of them, between Yedayin and Chaf.
Yeah.
Right. Meaning it was over a blot. Well, it depends. Well, no, it depends whether you count what you count. Right. Meaning the issue of going to churches was part of the same sugya. Right. Because it was hitkarvut la avodah zara, hitkarvut la arayot. Right. So we spend a lot of time on
we
the
got
hitkarvut.
To arayot, that's when. It
counts.
So we
count
it.
Okay, so however long it took, I don't know. Meaning between the sugya and all its related sugya, we spent a lot of time.
Three, 4 weeks on this sugya.
That's a lot of Gemara.
Yeah.
Right? Meaning because of the multiple hitkarvut, right? Meaning the question of churches starts Ted Zayin Amud Beis, and with Arayot goes through Yudayin Amud Beis, and then the hearer stuff goes from Chafam Ad Aleph to Chafam Amud Beis. Right, and then churches itself was also in Daf Yud Aleph, right? Because it was also once you were in churches, you had to deal with two questions. One was the Hitkarvut Lavod Zara, which was Yud Zayin, and the other was the Maris Ayin Sugyas, which is Yud Aleph on the base Yud Beis and Aleph, right? So this was 2.5-3 blot of the first parak. There's a reason we spend a lot of time on these sugyas and their overlap.
The Maris Ayin
Okay, what? Correct, the Maris Ayin Sugya. Okay, fine. So Rav Amar was asked very specifically about imutar l'neched l'nashik safta o dodach, right? A kissing a grandparent or an aunt, right? Okay, that was his question. Okay, so we're not going to read everything inside, but we'll use this to sort of chaza the sugyot and then see, because what he does is actually bridges the sugyot in an interesting way. Okay, so he says as follows. Again, he says, "Ve'eftach b'mashas siyem b'dvar Hashem zu alacha." Sheshal, let's just get his question out. Kishemivakrim safta ododa achot abba, ve'abba amar l'nashik otan b'pnei akavod kenahug b'kama mekoma. So you're going to visit either your grandmother or what's doda achot abba?
Your dad's aunt.
Doda Akhodapa.
Okay, there's a comment.
Your aunt.
Sister's dad.
Yeah, not so complicated. Yeah, okay, good.
Dad's sister.
Dad again. There you go. Right? He says, and your father says, right now he's going to throw in that Kibarava aim thing, sort of interestingly towards the end. And your father says, you know, give Bubby a kiss.
That's
whatever.
Kind of an aim change.
Ah, right. That's an interesting question, right? It shouldn't. Why shouldn't it?
Because it's
last week's Parsha, people.
Adar Reiser doesn't.
We'll take you through the garden.
The child is shaful mitzvah.
Thank you. Correct.
It's not allowed. If your father says, no, it's
good. It's the second pasuk. It's the second or third pasuk in last week's Parsha. Right? Ish im over aviv tiro v'chapto dai tishmaru ani Hashem. Chazal say, even if your parents tell you to violate Shabbat, you don't listen. Ki atem ve'avicha chayavim bechodi. Rashi quote. Guys.
I was going to say that next. After
you're next. You're going to remember the second pasuk in last week's parsha.
No, I wouldn't remember the pasuk. I would have said the concept.
There were only 64 pesukim in last week's parsha.
Only 64 pesukim.
Oh boy.
It's really not bad.
It's still a lot to remember.
It was in Rishon.
It's not like there's a story anymore. Vayikra b'Midbar Devar. They don't exactly tell a story.
Midbar doesn't tell a story.
What?
Midbar doesn't tell a story.
Midbar does have some story to it. Not like
not Parshas b'Midbar Naso Baloscha Shlach Korach Chukas Balak Pinchas. Yeah, none of those. They're all narrative. What are you talking about? They have some law, but they're mostly narrative.
What school would teach you as like story wise? They always teach you Bereshit Shema. Vayikra, no, and then Bamidbar.
Korach, that didn't happen.
No, I'm saying Bamidbar. You have a
Balak, Bilam, whole parsha, man. Okay. Anyways, fine. But Divya is 100% correct. Right? That a straight up violation of an Isser is not affected by Kibbutz Va'im. That's an explicit
Gemara. But that's the thing, right? It's not a straight up violation.
Ah, that's very good. So that's why this is going to be relevant, because this is, at its core, an amorphous Isser of sorts. I don't know, amorphous, more subjective. That's probably a better interpretation. Capturing. Okay. So this was the Shaila. Now, I will just note, by the way, that modern the modern advice is to never do this to your child. Not for halakhic reasons, but never do this to your child. Never tell him, oh, Bubby wants a kiss. And if they say no, then the answer is no.
Oh, the kid says no?
Yes. This has been the advice of like the FBI and stuff like that. Because... Yes.
Because of abuse.
No, because you have to train kids that they have bodily integrity, that they're able to say no about touching, right? I mean, the second, remember, right, the problem is that the people who are most likely to abuse children are people who are close to them.
Right.
And if you don't train them that they're allowed to say no,
then
abusers can misuse that notion of, oh, that you're not being respectful. Right, like it sounds sick, but that's realistically right. The people who are most likely to abuse children are people who are close to them and will play up with, oh, it's not respectful. You can't, right? You can't. Blah, blah, blah.
Unify as child. I mean,
I mean a 3-year-old.
Okay,
I mean a 2-year-old.
Like my sister, my little sister, thought my great grandmother was gross, so she'd run away.
Correct, and that's and the advice is to allow children to do that, because and not to force them. Because if you force them, then you teach them that authority can impose such acts on them, right? Meaning they don't necessarily get the distinction.
Yeah, we didn't force her; you're still bad.
No, in a chanani, but the official advice.
Because on one hand, it's uncomfortable to not listen to their parent, but on the other hand, the halacha is not.
In parentheses, I'm saying besides for halacha, right? I'm saying at this point, it's not just halacha that says parents shouldn't impose on their children to kiss relatives they don't want to, right? It's also that the official advice that they are now giving to parents is to teach children that they never have to listen to an authority figure to tell them to touch a, you know,
right
to show affection physically to anybody.
It's usually the son likes to listen to what his parents say. If you want to, if the father has to have a cup of water, if the son wants.
Correct,
to,
and but that, but training kids that expresses itself in listening to authority when they want romantic touch or affectionate touch, which. Right, affectionate touch is not abusive, right? But but kids don't necessarily know the difference between affectionate and romantic touch.
Right.
Right, hence, that's just a parenthetical comment that you should know, that this is the current modern advice, having nothing to do with halacha, right, having to do with...
took a course in Israel camp.
What?
I had to take a course in Israel camp.
Yeah, I had to when I was in YU as an RA, and in Smicha, and 100,000 times over, and you will all have to at some point in your work life, right, take courses on this.
On what we just on sexual abuse.
Oh yeah, on yes. Yeah, like this is all the rage now. Okay. For good reason.
It's been the rage. It's not all the rage.
No, but it's more. Yes, it has been the last few years. Right. Okay. Anyways. So he says, "Im yishma b'kol aviv b'zel yimna, v'im yitzal din asher kol yatz." So he said, should he listen to his father or not? And if so, what about on the hand? And this is, you know, the classic rabbinic way of saying it, right? I will answer according to the weakness of my intellect. And God shall lead me in the proper path.
Very
what?
They say it mitoch hanava.
Correct, yeah. It's, you know, that's the humble way you talk. Go, fine, good. So now he brings it, what? What?
No, I like that.
Some
the weakness
kind of himself.
Yeah. Again, this is the classic. You know, I've talked about this before. That you need the rabbinic dictionary, right? When someone says "lule de mistafina," what that literally means is, "Were I not afraid of such a posig, I would say X." Right? What that really means is, I have a big chiddush to say, and I'm going to say it. I'm just going to pretend I'm not saying. Right? That's what lule de mistafina means. Is I'm about to say it. I would say it. Because this is what I think is true. If he hadn't said differently, lulei de mistafina. Yeah, lulei de brehem. If they hadn't said this, this is the halacha. Wink, wink, right? You know, wink, wink. This is the halacha. Fine. Okay. Good. So the first sugi he brings up is Shabbos Yud Gimel, which is the same as Avodah Zarah Yud Zayin. Remember, they were identical sugya, right? Okay. So Bisekhet Shabbat Yud Gimel Bailo Nida Mashatishan and Bailo Hibi Vigdabu Bivigdo Vachar Maso Matan Vidabar Amru Tashmal Arim Lo Achal Veinavlo Nasal Gulebit Israel Vedesh Rei Lo Kimei Velisha Nida Lo Yikrav Makish in Nida Leshit Rei O Maishit Rei Hu Bivigdo Vihibi Vigada Asur Afisha Nida Hu Bivigdo Vihibi Vigda Asur Shma Mino Upliga De Ravi Pidos. Right, so it says that La Halacha, you cannot sleep right, with your wife in the same bed with clothes on, but Rav Pidas disagreed. Remember, that was what we saw. That Rav Pidas is more makil, right? He rejects this application of of lo tikrabu. But the first isser at hand is lo tikrabu. Okay, and then you got that ula odam rusham ula kiave asami be rava minashik lachvade abe chadayu amla be yadayu. You had ula who, when his sister would come back, would either kiss her on her chest or her hands. Upliga di deagi deagi amar ula fil shum kiva aser. I, isn't that aser? Didn't ula say that lotikravu forbids all coming close? So he says, no, bishum lech lech and amrin lezers koskar lekarma lotikrav. Because of the obligation to avoid arayot. And Tosfos answers that what? Correct, that he was the exception. Nimtzad lefizeh the whole kirvazer of yilkiver shenish shogil arrived to loker abin das rak with tzadik gomer kulo do it asiro. So you see two halachot, right? And again, we saw this. The halacha we paskin two things. One is that we do paskin that there's an isser of things short of actual intercourse, meaning there's an isser of nidia, which is, right, romantic, whatever, that's not actual intercourse. It's still usher, according to Rambam, daraisa. According to other Rishonim, maybe not daraisa. Ramban, right, we saw multiple formulations. And two is that isser is waived, or, I don't know, waived, inapplicable to someone who is such a tzaddik, such that it has no impact on him. Yes?
Yes.
Those are the two things we know.
Be this last part.
Right, and that isser of lotikrabu is waived for someone who is a tzadik gomor, such that
he can, like Ulia,
so Yosef is interesting.
He had a big test.
See, interesting. Yosef probably would apply to it, right? I mean, Yosef did feel the taiva and overcame it. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about someone whose sitkut has led him to the fact that he doesn't experience it as sexual attraction, right? Yosef is tzaddik for the opposite reason. He experienced the sexual attraction, and
the experience, even that he exposed himself to it or your friends,
meaning he overpowered it, right? But that's, you don't put yourself in that situation. Ula is saying he didn't feel it, right? That's a difference, right? Ula has gotten to the point where he no longer feels it, and therefore this act, which could have been sexual in nature, is not, and therefore it's mutar chatzila. Yosef is the opposite, right? Yosef is the tzaddik dafka because it was a sexual
act.
with,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that one. Okay. Not Lotz. Pootsie Fart.
Pootsie Fart.
That's
what I meant.
Okay, but those are the two right first categories you have to deal with. Okay, next, skip to the next paragraph, and he says, "Rabbeinu Adur Atur Zal Kazev Hevid Lashon HaRambam V'Zel Lashono HaMechabek O Menashek Achad Me'arayot Ein Li Bonofol Ein Gagon Achoto Gedola." Okay, so this is something we actually didn't deal with, so now we're going to introduce it, right? Which is the Rambam, and the Tur quotes him, says, "What if you have a relative, a close relative, mm-hmm. not your parent, right? Parent we know is mutter. But you have a close relative, sister is his example, or his aunt, or his mother's sister, where he says, Avo bishein lo shum hana klal, you have no enjoyment, meaning no sexual benefit from it, which means that should it be mutter or aser? If we stop there.
If you had no
mutter, you have no mutter.
Should be mutter.
You have no inclination.
But the Rambam says, Arezen miguna biyoter. But it's disgusting to do.
Disgusting, yeah. It's like the
right? Beach thing. So he says three things. Right? This is a bit, and now this is what we have to parse. Is that, based on the first two things we said, it should be legamrei mutter, right? To hug your sister if you feel no attraction. Right? It should be.
On the last thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yes?
Yes.
It should be.
Yes.
Right? This is the problem that everyone has to deal with. Is that it should be 100% mutter. Right? It should be. Right? Meaning, if the first two things we learn are, there's an iser of lo tikrvu, which includes sexualized touch. Rule two is, if you know yourself, and you know that it's not a sexualized situation at all, then it's mutter. So then, you should have two possibilities, which is, either it's mutter, or it's usser. Now the Rambam introduces a category of, your sister, where even though you have no hana'ah, which should therefore be mutter like ula, right?
Yes.
It's and then he says miguna, right? Miguna beoter. It's very disgusting. Asurhu, it's forbidden, which is a little bit of a weird language when he just said it's not, but okay, right? Asur and maset tipshim. What's maset tipshim?
It's a silly thing to do.
It's stupid.
Silly is a soft way of putting it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
It's idiotic. Right? Let's not... it's very nice to make the Rambam nice here, but right. Silly is not the right word there. Right? Meaning...
Yeah, it's not...
Right? It is foolish. Stupid. It is a foolish thing to do. She'ein krevim la'ar erva klal bing dola bing tana chutz me'av
bito. Why does he need all three things? Just, if he said it's usher, then...
Good. So he says, because we don't come near an erva at all, big, small, right, adult, child, doesn't matter, except father to the child. Now, what's the problem here?
We just said anything.
So it's...
right?
Give a kiss to their kids. Tell
correct,
their kids.
But here's the problem, right? No, but the Rambam says that's totally mutter. I want the conceptual problem, right? Here's the problem. I want you to follow the logic of the problem here, right? So, right? One is... that we paskin that there's an isur of right
here or
right hitkarvut no hitkarvut la erva right that's rule one right
yes
the exception is right chutz
ma'avlevito
right well before we get to avlevito then you get what chutz me. Right?
Right?
This is a general rule,
yeah.
Right? This is the Ula case.
Yeah.
Right? Then you get the following, which is, what about a sister? So, you should say either sister is Oster because she's an Erva,
right.
Or you should say Mutter because you have no
sexual attraction.
Correct. But what happens? The Rambam instead pulls a fast one. What does he say?
It's us. It's a stupid thing to do.
Here, right? It really falls in this case, right? Meaning you have no hana'ah.
Right.
Right? So therefore, it's not really lo tikrvu.
No, but he says.
But therefore it's then what he calls, right? Maaseh tikshim.
But then he says v'davar ze'asur.
Right? Asur, right? Migune bioter, right? Now, why? What does he say? What's his lashon? She'ein mitkarvim la'arei klal. Wait a second. What's the problem?
There's an exception if you don't have.
But what's the problem? He made a word here, right? He said ein mitkarvim la'arei klal, which wasn't make it sound like.
coming close.
That it is actually usher. He just said it's not really because it's really here. There's no hanaa.
Wait,
right? Right? You understand the problem in the Rambam?
Yeah, but he does bring up the usher.
Correct, but he just said you have no hanaa. Right, we should put it squarely.
He mentioned the idea of not having an aunt. Yeah, when he brings up the sister for some reason, he makes an usher, so that's the question.
And then he makes the distinction between
a dad
this is only sister and other relatives, right, and other relatives, right? Except parents and children, right? So now the question is, what exactly is the Rambam doing? Right, this is a problem, right? The Rambam is putting something in between, and it's not clear what he wants, right? Right, meaning he seems to say that it's sort of usher, even though it should be mutter, right? Hence, in between. But once he's, so what does he do? So, let's, before you continue, what? How could you define this? Right? How could you define the categories? Right? What could the Rambam mean? Right? Well, tell me, what does he mean?
Well, it falls under both. If you're a tzaddik gomer, you should keep it as an iser.
No. If you're a tzaddik gomer, it should be mutter.
It should be mutter completely, but it's not.
But Derech Torah. Derech Torah, you should leave it as iser.
Whoa. What? You, try to explain to me. What is the Rambam doing? Right, the Rambam is a weird category, right?
Right.
I mean, the Rambam, the Tur, are introducing something in between here, right? It's not clear what it means, right? So let's try to figure out. Let's parse the Rambam, right? What does it mean? It's Migunabi Oter, Asur, Maset Tipshim, right? And once you say that, why is whatever this category is, why does it only apply to everybody except for parents and children, right? Right, how do we get there?
Parents to dad to daughter.
Yeah, why? And mother to son, same thing. Don't worry. Right, so what? So let's try to explain. What is this middle category that Rambam's talking about?
The possibility of having improper thought.
Ah, good. So, right, so one possibility is that, right, what's the Rambam saying? He's saying, look, if, one second, if there's no thoughts, right, so then, mutter. But why is it usher?
Because there's a possibility.
There's still risks of it.
Correct. But there's a risk of, right? There's a risk of it becoming sexualized, in which case it would be. Correct. Right. So one possibility, what the Rambam could be saying is, look, the isser is formulated as what? Don't become close to the Erva. What does that teach us when we talked about this?
That
a riot or the type of thing that you should try to stay far away from. And therefore, I mean, look, he uses this word of hitkarvut, right? He's saying, look, I'm worried that what will happen, you'll get to lotikravut. Meaning, I'm worried of lotikravut. And since lotikravut teaches us, remember we saw this from Yosef Engel? Right? That. The Isur Hitkarvut LaRayot is one of the examples of what's called a Siavda Oraisa. I mean, normally the rabbi set up protective gzerot, but this is a case where the Torah itself set up a protective gzerot, which teaches us what? That this is the type of thing that what? Deserves to be protected, particularly why? Because sexuality is dangerous, right? Right, it's just dangerous, that's all. Right? So, possibility one, let's get at this thought, is that maybe there's no thought it's mutter, but there's a risk. And therefore, why is it, what does this mean? Maset tipshim migunevi oter asur, what does it mean? It doesn't mean that it is asur mishum id karvut l'erva, what does it mean? It might turn into lo tikravu, and therefore you shouldn't do it.
But I still don't get why he says it's a stupid thing and it says it's usher. If it's usher,
he doesn't need to call it. Okay, right, so he could say, meaning, right, so then what would you have to do that? So Nachum's right. If you take it this way, what do you have to say? That usher is a soft usher. Right, meaning it doesn't really mean usher, it means, right, you're doing something which might turn into a real usher, so don't do it. Usher means, right, don't, right? Now, why then would you distinguish between sister and, let's say, parents?
I guess there's more of a sexual...
Correct, right? Meaning, the difference is that you assume by parents that there's a 0% chance, or a almost 0% chance, 1% chance, whatever, right? And that difference is enough to say, look, right? That's one way of reading the Rambam, right? Which is, again, so one formulation of the Rambam is, if one actually approaches this
in a sexual manner, it's usur. If they don't at all, it's mutter.
But if they might.
But when there's a chance, even a small one, we forbid, not like soft forbid, right? When we say it's a bad idea to get involved in something that might turn into kirvel erva.
So if you know that there's mamish, no, you're going in, you're going to hug your hands, and there's mamish, no, kashash
then. Oh, so now, well, let's try, right? There's two ways you could formulate this, right? One is on the, one way of reading the Rambam, I think, is like this, is that any individual were worried that he might have an attraction to his sister, right? But we're not worried about parent and child.
Right.
That's one way of reading it. But not good. The other one is at a community level, right? The other is that, no, we're not necessarily worried about you, right? But we're worried about public policy, right? Which is,
if somebody sees you hugging your hand,
correct, right? Possibility two is for the Rambam.
So that would bring in the Maharas Ayin.
Not like Maharas Ayin, but policy, right? Meaning, it's that. Correct, and therefore, possibly too, is that the Rambam isn't worried that the individual he's talking to per se will be attracted to his sister. He's saying that there are enough people in society who are attracted to their sister such that it's worth making public policy that we should avoid, right? Right? Hitkarvut to children, sorry, to siblings, right? But we have no concern even on the communal level of parents and children, right? So that's a similar formulation, right? Now, what's another possibility? Now, but both of these are assuming what? That the word usur there is soft. Right? I mean, we don't really mean usur. What? But even softer than that, right? Meaning he's not saying it's formally usur. Right? Not even pater aval usur is derabanan. He's saying it's not really usur derabanan either. Right? It's miguneh bioter. It's like bad public policy for us to say. That's right, that's even,
it's not the right thing to do.
Correct. But it's not usur, it's a soft usur.
What if you assume it's hard usur?
So how could you say hard usur?
It's a suggestion.
Right? Correct. That would be, but that's soft usur. Now, Nachum, how can you say it's hard usur?
That it's momish, like you should not do it, but if it's done, it's not.
So that's going to be, right? Right? Something that, right? The right. Another possibility is that it's usur y, right? Nachum's getting something that Rav Amar gets onto. Maybe what it means is that if. Maybe what the Rambam means is not a soft usur, meaning this isn't a suggestion. What is it? It's a suggestion. It's stupid. Why? Because if it turns out that you're attracted, then what? Then post facto, it turns out that you violated this.
So it's a stupid thing to do.
Because it might lead to an actual isur, right? Meaning the first two possibilities are saying, when the Rambam says usur, it doesn't really mean usur, it means a bad idea.
Right.
The third possibility, right, either because if we're worried the individual will have chash, right, how will have sexualized experience, or someone within the community will.
It's the same.
Yeah, but now the difference. But the difference is, what does he mean by usur? Right? Meaning what Rav Amar suggests at some point is maybe what usur means is. Meaning the difference is this. Is the word usur really means usur because of this? It's just that, right? Meaning, the difference is linguistic, right? Meaning, masa tipshin and meguneh both mean it's a bad thing to do, but it's not usur.
Right.
Then what does usur mean? So first of all, two possibilities are that usur also means similar to masa tipshin and meguneh bioter, which is bad idea.
Right.
Because right?
It might lead to.
Right, but usur still means bad idea. Right? The next possibility is what?
That, it's taken. It's like a step. It's like 2.0. It's like.
Correct. It's a bad idea because it might lead to actual isur. Meaning, if it turns into something sexual. Right? Meaning, it's bad idea, but the usur is not soft.
Right, but even that,
like, it's kind of the same. Yes, in a chanami. In a chanami. Now, there is yet another possibility, which is that there's a third isser in play. Or a third, not third isser, a third factor in play, which is. Here.
That it's not has
no.
Remember, hit
close. Here, if, so he can come close, but you don't have...
Correct. Right, the third possibility is that maybe there's an unspoken issue here. Right, which is, maybe, you're right, no one thinks they're actually going to have intimate romantic kissing with one sister. Remember, right, you could have innocuous kissing, but that might lead to what? Here or later, which means that is it usher because of Baal Tikrovu? No, but is it formally usher? Yes, right, because...
In other words...
Right? It may be that the kissing was not romantic.
Now we're bringing up the CRTRS.
No, now we're bringing in the second type of isser that could be caused. Right, remember, now this is what forces you to be very careful here. Correct. No, they're different isurim, remember? Right? Lotikaru is a siag for sleeping together. Here or is a standalone. Right? Might be a standalone.
Okay.
Right, you could have a non-romantic kiss,
right,
which leads to Hiru, which won't violate Baal Tikrovu, but will violate Hiru.
So what is he saying?
Right.
Meaning you could have something which like doesn't violate Baal Tikrovu, but does violate Hiru.
Isn't Hiru already something
like
the top?
Remember, right? You could have a case. If you watch animals mating, right, and that causes Hiru, you violate Hiru without Baal Tikrovu. Right? It could be that hugging a sister, the assumption is that it's not going to be romantic, so it won't violate Baal Tikrovu, but it might cause Hiru, or it might be usher, because it'll... Right? So this is what Rav Amar tries to figure out, is what is this middle category the Rambam is talking about, and how does it bridge... Right, 1, 2, and how does he hear her come in? Vibachot. Okay, so that's the next paragraph here.
Didn't we go into something about hear her possibly being an isser?
Yes, I just said that.
Okay, so it's not.
It's standalone.
Not possibly, it is.
Yes, it's standalone.
But we said hear her is an isser.
Hear her is definitely an isser. Is it a standalone? Is the question?
Can it be an isser? Oh, can it be an isser on its own?
Yes, we spent a lot of time on that. Hear her that doesn't end up leading to shechvat zera, right? Etc. Yes, we talked about that a lot. Okay. So the next paragraph, this is where he really struggles, and he says, Ulam, yesh harbe maladak dek blashan Rambam. Right? You really got to struggle with the Rambam, which is what we've just done. She says, Shemitchila kadavar is a megunam biyoter, mashu deinbo isur mamash. At first, he says, it's disgusting, it's icky, right?
Yes.
Which means it's not asur. The shuv katav, davar ze asur. And then he said, asur, which implies.
It's
us. Usher, good. The Chazar v'kadav oh, shumai se tipshin. And then he says, it's stupid, which sounds like?
It's not us.
Good, right? So he goes, bad idea, usher, bad idea. Right?
Something's not right there.
Correct. And therefore he says, Hareza Omer Darsheni. This just says, please explain me. So he says, V'ra'iti b'otzara poskim, sheviu mi divrei harav batei kiuna, sheviu mi abach v'kuntra z'achron. Right, so the Otzar poskim brings the batei kiuna, quoting the Bach. The perish, mashakadu ha-rambam v'davar z'asurhu, hainuk shilibo nokvo. The katav alav nevach l'ashon dachuk, gam lo yadadich, titiashev, sefa de milta. To go amar, chuch me'av l'bito v'chulei, the mashak gav dika asur v'shariot, l'fi dargo shal bach, hainuk shilibo nokvo. Kashari lav b'vito v'zeli tachin. So he says, okay, the Bach tries the following. Maybe it's usur, right? The Bach wants to have a very strong interpretation of which word?
Asur.
And therefore he says it's a case where ligbo and no fo, meaning you actually are concerned about this being sexualized.
Which would, well,
what's the problem? What's the problem with reading it this way?
If you
the, what the Batei Kahuna points out, what's the problem?
No, we just said that just the tzaddik just the tzaddik, not anybody
or,
else.
Right, but he's more worried about another one, not just the tzaddik, but which case?
The parents,
right? Meaning, what's he worried about? The problem is as follows. If you say what the Rambam is saying is if you feel like you're going to be romantic, it's going to be romantic.
Like even in the case of parents. Yeah.
Correct. Meaning, once you say, right, the Bach says what it means is if you weren't going to feel romantic, so then it wouldn't be us or it would be Megoneh.
But if
you actually felt it, as experienced it romantically, then it would be usur. The problem is that read is hard because the Rambam imply that which is only... Or that which is usur for your sister is mutter for your parent. But if one felt romantic, right? If one experienced a romantic kiss with a child, that would clearly be usur, right? Meaning, right? The problem with the Bach's read is that that act the same act for a
problem is going that there is no chashash of.
But the problem is that the Bach says maybe the Rambam means usher in a case when it actually is romantic.
Right.
But the problem is, if it is romantic, then there's no distinction between sister and parent.
Right.
Right? And then for the Bate Gunas, I don't like the Bach. Right? Meaning, the Bach says, oh, wait, how did the Bach read the Rambam? There's an issur of coming close to arayot, right, which means romantic touching. If one's a tzaddik or otherwise doesn't feel romantic experience like a child, then it is mutar l'chatchila.
Right.
But if one kisses a sister and it is romantic, then it's usur. Now, it doesn't always happen, but if it did, it would be usur. The problem is, the Rambam's next line is, but it's mutar for a parent and child, right? Which is hard for the Bach to read, because how's the Bach going to have to read it? The Bach is going to have to read that it's a matzeh tipshim, because with a sister, we're worried that one might actually get to the point that it is romantic, and therefore it'll be formally usur, but it's not even migunef for a parent because we're not even concerned, right? But the problem is that that's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says the same act that is forbidden for a sister.
So you're saying that
is,
in any case, if there was no.
Right, meaning that's the problem, right? Is that the Bach is saying the whole Rambam is a case where one is in fact potentially romantically, right? Experiences
right,
romantically.
Be any difference between a
right, and right. If it's a case where you're actually feeling something, then there's no difference between parent and child.
Right.
And parent, sorry, parent, child, and sibling. Right?
Yes.
So therefore, he doesn't like this. Okay. So he brings possibility two, which is El Azhar Abalma, Dazvin and Lizira Skorskar. Right? The Chomer Lashonu Lachmir, Binyan Lafi Pritutau. So the Beit Av himself says, Beit Av, no, Bate Kuna rather. Bate Kuna instead says, right, so now what did the Bach do? The Bach wanted to read which word very strongly? Asur. Right? The Bate Kuna says, forget it. Asur just means,
you should.
It's rhetoric, right? It's strong language because it's a bad idea. But what's he saying? It's really just?
Stupid.
Yeah, right? I mean, he just reads it, either like one or two. Right, either we're worried that the individual might feel it romantically, or that on a communal level we are worried that someone will feel it romantically. But the point is, usher doesn't mean usher. Usher means it's a bad idea, because either you or somebody else will experience that kiss as romantic with a sibling. So why is it mutter with a parent?
Because
there's no concern at all. And if the whole, and I, how do you deal with the language of usher?
Friday night.
And not just Friday night. You kiss your child on the head. Like, no, the nochshash, right?
But especially, my father does it to all the family, also to my sisters.
Bidiyuk, and that's mut, right? Because that, no one has any chash, right? So the Bate Kahuna says, forget the word usher. He means bad idea. Then why is it mutter for parents?
Because
there's no chash whatsoever. Kiyuze. Okay. I would hope not. Good. So go to the next paragraph. So those are two, right? Yisurim min hakatzeh lakatzeh. Right? The Bach is saying we're talking about a case where there's actually romantic experience, and therefore it's formally hitkarvut l'arayot. Right? But the problem linguistically is then what does he do with the parent case? Because the parent case is clearly not mutzer there. But the Gehuna therefore goes all the other extreme and says usher means just bad idea. And with a parent it's not a bad idea. We're just not concerned about parents and children, even though we are about siblings.
What does the Bach do with not the Bach, the
But the Gehuna just says usher is a soft usher. Right?
But so what do they do with the one who says that it's that adds the parent case to the sister case. Like,
no, he clearly can't do it, but the question is how he deals with the Rambam. It's hard. Linguistically, right. It's hard. Or that's about the Kuna's point. Right?
When the last program I was in, and they came home prop shop, so I gave both my parents out, and they gave my parents, mother, I don't give a kiss in the cheek, but they give her a hug. Can you both my parents and I said, mother, is it okay?
Yeah, for sure. It's mutar l'chatchila.
Of course, and it's this way.
Right? No, of course, but we say that's mutar l'chatchila. With parents, the maskanis is mutar l'chatchila. Right? That's not the question. Right? That's the data point. Right? How you get there is a different question. But that's the data that we're dealing with, is that parents are mutar l'chatchila. Good. So that's min hakatzeh l'hakatzeh. Right? Then Rav Amar brings his own possibility, right? I always say Rav Amar, but I hear from Israelis they say Rav Amar. I don't know why. I don't know why it's Mila'el. Maybe it's something to do with it. Must be some Arabic name in Mila'el. But okay.
Amar versus
Well, normally in Hebrew things are milara, right, on the second syllable.
Amar.
Right?
Amar is the second. Amar is the last name.
Right, but Amar is the, right, apparently in the Arabic, it's, that's, yeah, it's an ayin, apparently it's milal. So, anyways. So, anyways, so look at the next paragraph, got it? So he brings a third possibility. He says, "V'ululei divrei emzal hayanire lefareish tahachi kamar dim beemet in ein libo nokvo klav lo bali dehir hur klav ikarei no asur elish megunel kopanim sheino miderech hanimus atorani umihu kolzehu achar shekvar asad avar lo bali dehir hur aval chadchil asur lasod kein shema yavali dehir hur chas v'shalom v'omrav v'davar isuru maset tipshim digam isur yesh bazel lachnis atzmo בדבר זה שמאי כאשר חס ושלום וגם מעשה טיפשים הוא זה שאין רוצה לחתור חס ושלום. So Rav Amar has a fascinating third possibility, right? And this is what he says. He says, look, guys, look, nothing. He says, no, no, you got this all wrong. The problem is that, as I said, there's an unspoken issur here. Right? Because what's he saying? A brother, he says, imagine the case, right? A brother comes in, right? His sister gets engaged, nanias. And he gives his sister a hug, right? At the engagement party. Yeah? Is that hug romantic? No. Bechlal not.
It might be terrible.
Oh! Is it romantic?
No.
No. So for the Rambam, is it usher because of lotikravu? No. Absolutely not. Right? Meaning saying the Bach and the Batekuna both assume that the Isser we're talking about is the Isser of Kirvala Arayot. Wait. Is that a romantic hug? No. And remember the Shach? If it's not romantic, it's not lotikravu. Right? Remember this, right? This is why, right? The Shach says non-romantic touch is mutter. Mutter? What? Lechatchila. Lechatchila. Right? Remember, Moshe, right? On the subway, right? You're squashed against a woman. It is mutter. Lechatchila. Right? But then he says, okay. So he says, what does Ma'ase Tipshim Migune Asur mean? He says, not this. He says, there's the third factor, which is Hirhur. And he says like this. If a brother comes in, gives his sister a hug at the engagement party, is it violating Kirva L'Erva? Maya Achuz not. Why? It's not a sexual act. It's not. Right? It's not. It's not. His sister. Right? His sister in that context. Rav Amar is saying it's not. It's just not.
Wasn't there a form of government in Gemara whether it was or wasn't?
No, it depends. And your parent? What did we just say? Right? Certain acts are just not. It depends on context. Right? So I'm saying, is this hug, not hugging in general, this hug, is it sexualized? No. 100, right? Rav Amar says it's not. Therefore, is it Asur Mishum Itkarvut La'erva at all?
No.
No. Mutar. Right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the problem? Why is it Asur? Not because it will be, not like the Bach, right? The Bach is worried that what? He is going to be attracted to his sister and therefore the hug itself will be Asur because it will be a sexualized hug. Rav Amar says that's not the Rambam's worried about. The Rambam is not worried that you're going to go give your hug a sister, that your sister, that hug itself is going to be sexualized, right? He's not worried at all about that. What's he worried about?
That
it'll lead to what?
To hear whore, meaning,
let me put it this way, right? If you go up to a strange woman, right? Totally strange, stranger, right? Not your sister, right? And, right, she gives you, you have a business handshake, right? According to the poskim, it's mutter, okay? Is that a sexualized act? No, right? According to the poskim, it says mutter, right? But if you then have hirhur, is it usher? Yes. Is it usher because of kirva l'erva? No. Because the act, right? Because the woman is not thinking about you. Whoa. Oh, good. Now he says, wait a second.
No, I didn't say you could do it. I said it's not this Isser, it's this Isser.
It's stupid to do it because it would
Good. So he says, why is it stupid and why is it Megune?
You still bring yourself to the possibility.
Because it might be bring you to hero. He says, what does Usser mean?
Be careful.
No. He says, Usser means Usser. But not because of pure vulnerability. But it's not romantic.
Oh, so the Usser, the Rambam says Usser, according to
him. According to Rav Amar, Usser means don't do it, not because I think it's going to be romantic now. It's not going to violate Lo Tikrevu. What am I worried about?
Become romantic.
No!
It will become Usser.
No, it will not become romantic.
Why not?
It will lead to hirhur.
Wait, but not.
No, romantic means the touch itself. He's not worried about the touch itself.
So the hirhur would just
wait. He's saying
you will think sexual thoughts, right? Because it doesn't mean that the hug itself, right? Afterwards.
Is he saying the hug is also or leading?
Ah, so Rav Amar is very careful. He says, "What does I think the Rambam means?" The Rambam says that if one hugs his sister in a non-sexualized way, and therefore is in mutter on the level of Lo Tikrevu,
yes.
Me'achuz. I still think it's Asur. Why?
Because
it might lead to hear her. I, he says, what's that? How can you say Asur on a mite? So he says, it's Asur to put yourself in a situation that might cause hear her. Now, he says, Whoa.
So he says,
if you end up having hirhur, then obviously you violated hirhur. If you didn't, then what isser did you violate? No! The isser of putting yourself in a dangerous situation. Right? Meaning he's saying, it's not the isser that he's talking about is, right? And this is what Rav Amar points out that's very important.
So he's saying it's a hard isser, but for a different way.
Correct. What's he saying? He's saying, you can't, even though these two Isurim are distinct.
So where does stupid and...
He says, what does it mean? It's stupid and usher in the sense of usher to put yourself in a situation and you say, you know.
Right.
I mean, he's saying, it's usher, and he's saying usher means two things. The isur, but what Rav Amar points out that's very important is that what? We have, right? These sugyas are distinct. Kirvala Erva and Arayo. Mm-hmm. Right? Sorry, Hirhurav and Erva. But what's his point? His point is that an act can be non-sexualized itself and therefore not violate the tikkurvu,
right,
but still be usur because
it might lead to you're putting yourself in that situation.
Correct. Right? Meaning, right? Because it'll put yourself, it'll cause hirhur.
I remember asking this question.
Someone thinks about them then goes through them day, thinks about it, doesn't
that's tough cuff. That's exactly it.
I remember,
right? So he says it's not a fully hard usher, because he's saying it's usher because you shouldn't put yourself in a potential situation of hirhur, but his point is that the concern is not that the touch itself will be romantic. We're not worried about that. Right? That's why I'm giving this example, right? You're at the engagement party of your sister, right? Everybody's there, your parents are there, right? No one is being involved in a romantic hug with their sister in front of their parents. It's lo yikre, right? Even someone who is attracted, right? Even someone who's right, you know, incestuously oriented,
right?
We're not concerned that this hug is going to be romantic, right? What we're worried about is hirhur. So he says, "Vim kein lama machnas ozev al tit mamu mashu kadav shalach hatkil asur davar zeh shemi kashal vim kar asur lo balirin bo isur." He said, "So now this is a weird formulation. Because what am I saying? It's usur, but if you do it and you don't have hirhur, then it was mutter." He said, "How is that possible?" He says, "Lachor zeh bas bo asur shavar al das chacham shasul asur kein shemi kashal isur hirhur." His point is, the Rambam tells you it's bad. It's a bad idea.
It's like we said, the two pathways. Like, you could go with the lady doing laundry or without. Like, if you...
Meaning, right, he's saying, they told you to avoid the situation that might lead to hirhur. If you end up not having hirhur, so what did you violate?
Nothing.
No, you had violated the advice, right? Meaning, you put yourself in a nisayon.
Right. You didn't violate, like...
Correct, you didn't violate hirhur, but you violated... Correct, it's like the guy who walked on the direction of the beach,
right?
Even though he doesn't look in the end, but he put himself in a situation,
right,
which
he,
was wrong to begin with.
Passed, so he was not...
Correct, now he brings a very complicated proof, which I don't want to get into, from Sota, right? Meaning he brings a very complicated proof that goes on for like a page and a half, okay?
How do you get anything from
someone?
It's a possibility of having a relation with someone.
Okay.
It's
So then he says,
Chazer from this parsha.
What?
So then he says, right, that by yichud, obviously, right, now he notes that not everything in the world is mutter, even for big tzaddikim, right? So he says, for example, yichud, right, you could have argued, isn't yichud mutter, right, if you're a big tzaddik, and he says, we've never seen that we mutter yichud, right?
That's a little... big of a stretch.
Right, but kirvot we do. Okay?
Kirvot is...
Right, all the other ones, right? Touching and things like that. We are makel for someone, but in theory.
It's also more likely to happen in a closed environment.
So now skip down to Gimel. Okay? Fine. So he says, Einecha haro'ot. So based on this, it should be, right? It should be asur for to touch your aunt, yeah, right? For these reasons, not because of Baltikru, but because of these here her concerns.
Right.
Right, I feel hinskedo. Nami dinahachi. Right, even your elderly aunts. Kumash goes around. I'm shocked. I'm sure ain't craving the erva. Klal bing dola bing tana chutz me'av lebito. Ve'aim levna except for parents.
We said that if there's no chashash, then
well, one second. We're getting there. Fizes near the gam limitzer lam yad yesh limana. Okay. But now he says, but wait a second. Elosha dain yesh makom ladun ba otam edut shikvar nishpat sheit etzlam davar zeh lachavik nashim vedodim vedodos kainim. What does he say? But the minog is, in many places, to kiss their aunts, right? Said, I've never heard of anyone who is attracted, right, who it causes hero, whether they kiss their 95-year-old, you know, great aunt. Right? Lo shamanu me'olam. He said there in many places culturally it's no different than kissing parents. That's why it's gotten to the point where if you don't hug or kiss your great aunt, it's embarrassing. That's why your father wants you to kiss your aunt, right? Because it's embarrassing.
To be old in order to be embarrassing, if they don't know better,
that's right. But he's saying the so he says so maybe right and now.
Now he says, but wait a second. Right? He said if the Rama means it, there's no kirva l'erva problem in this case, but we don't apply this hat there so easily because we're worried about a hirur. He said, what happens if it becomes so mikubal that
it can lead to it?
That there's no chash hirur because we're all like ula. Right? This is his question, right? As he says,
what becomes ula basically?
Correct, that's what he says.
This is going with the communal.
Good. So now we don't have to read all these sources inside because you know what he's about to do. So the next paragraph, who does he quote? He quotes the Yamshur Shlomo, right? Which is, remember, the Ritva, the Yamshur Shlomo, the Trumas Hadeshen, which is the habituation Svara, right? And he quotes it from the Ramah, right? The Kol Sheino Osa Derechiva Rakav Anasul Shem Shamayim Mutr L'chein Da'agul Ha'akav Udvarim Elu. Said, right, all those things, greeting people, remember all that? Yep. Right, is mutter when that's the communal habit. Why? Because communal habit does what?
It's desexualized.
Makes it desexualized for everything. Right? And then he quotes a bunch of sources in this direction, right? Again, all those sources that we saw.
When you said before, you shouldn't, nowadays, you don't enforce your child to agree to the kiss or something to help her in the future.
Oh, I still think that's true, yeah.
Then when they brought up this part,
it may not be usher for this reason.
It's a very. Like,
what time is it? Okay. You're starting now? Okay, so let's try to finish this up, okay? So therefore he says, skip to the next page, right? After bringing all the Makar that we've seen in the past, right? But he says that B'nai Torah don't do this, right? B'nai Torah don't do this, right? They don't do that. So look at Dalet. So then go to Dalet. He says, when he calls it Yesh Lomod Lefina Daiti La Otam Mikomosh Nagul Nashadik Dodot Skenot Mishanam Zayim Nifgot Meod. Right? So, but therefore, in places where the aunt will be embarrassed, or your father will be embarrassed if you don't kiss his sister, right? Mm-hmm. He says, I can't tell you it's usher. Why? Because it may actually have become. No. It may have become like Ula, correct? Yeah. Because of habituation. It became habit, and therefore it's not, right? Nobody feels anything.
Right.
But he says, so what do I tell you? He said, I can't tell you it's usher because it might actually be an Ula case. But I'm not sure it's an Ula case because I'm worried about Hiror, and therefore, what's his advice?
Just don't do it.
No. Or, what he said, read.
That was a different time. He said, just
kiss on the hand. He says, or whatever. Meaning, what's he really telling you?
So my aunt's hand is not exactly.
Fine, but what's he saying? Right? He's saying, what's his advice essentially?
To desexualize
it. To do it with a way that's less sexualized, exactly. Right? So he machinery. Says the hand. Machinery, whatever,
or
right?
Machinery.
Correct. Right? Meaning, I think, right? Meaning, he doesn't say it about this, but you're right. Right? Meaning, as one of my Rebbeim once said. Well, look, no, as one of my Rebbeim once said, right? Right? He said, right? This is good advice in general, right? Come here for a second. Right? I mean, there's a difference between a hug like this and what?
Like a bro hug.
Even if you do like this, right? When you if you shake hands and then come in for a hug, what does that do?
It makes it sexualized.
Why?
Because your
arm is between the body. No, because your arm is between the body. Right? Meaning he's. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he means only the hand. What's his point? Is really it might be mutter. So if someone does it, I can't say it's usher, right? Because it might have reached the level of Ula.
But try to do it in a way.
But because it could theoretically cause,
it could lead to hear or avoid.
And in, correct. And in a riot in general, we try to be as careful as possible.
But if there's no chashasha.
So he says, but he says the minhag is not to do. But so the minhag amongst very firm people is not to do it. Yeah. Right? Why? Because
the chance of Hiror,
exactly, and therefore he says, if someone does it, I can't tell them it's usher. Right. But if you want my advice, I would tell you, do it in the most desexualized way you can. Right? He gives the example of kissing on the hand, but it could be the hug with the arm in between. Right? It starts with a handshake or whatever.
If they don't know better, and they might they say that the lacha doesn't allow it. I'm sorry, I wouldn't mind, but the lacha doesn't allow.
But he says,
or you do it.
So the question is what he does. I told you, Rav Amital always said, so let them kiss you, right? So let right
or. What about a hug? Like, same thing with a hug.
Okay, but Ramita was more makeil, right? Let them hug you, right? Meaning, because it's not, it's like, probably not
for...
Because he says, it's probably not us, sir. Right? He said, he qualifies, he said, this is only with young children and old, you know, relatives, and only in places where it's the minhag. Obviously, he doesn't want you to go around, go out of your way to do this. Right, and he says, and Todah la'el ha'yom be'eretz Yisrael holeichu mitpashet amin agetel Yerushalayim limanam v'gamizayis. I'm glad that most people don't do this. Umistapkim b'anreit shalom b'pen. They just say, hi, how are you? Him rotzim b'chabei tov la'teit la'im argashah shel gervav sharla. Gam magnam v'eid ha'bikur. He said, you want good advice? Bring a present, right? You be smart about these things. L'chaper p'neihem b'zev l'chaper b'arakol. Mikom magom v'adayim l'chol v'mishim n'ashek yadei do'dado. It's keina. Hey, kavod. But he says, but since I don't think it's really us, sir. So don't scream at someone who does it. Kavah chomer k'sheish gan kibur aviv u'kibur amosh. Dar shemenu it zeb b'mafgiv. Chavon libo shir shemayim. And therefore, don't yell at someone who does it, especially because it's kibur aviv. Now you'll tell me, kibur aviv isn't relevant if something's usher.
But it's not mamash usher.
That's exactly the point, right? And that's where the kibur aviv comes back. It says, since I don't think it's really usher, it's just that it's a good thing to be machmir and hiror. So kibur aviv can override that.
Yeah, but don't we say
right?
Suffolk deiris in the chomer?
No, not something to raisa. The suffix here, right? It's a very, very, very. I mean, he's saying it's probably mutter.
Wait,
he's saying, but people are really, really careful by a route, which is good. Correct. And therefore, he says.
Correct.
One second. And therefore, and the next paragraph, he says, what again? What's the basis of this? It's the ritva, right? That habituation makes things mutter. He just says the v'dor achronu will shamanav l'orinu sheyakilu b'zav filu g'dolei chasidim v'ader ekol gadol yoder parish yoser. He said in the recent years, right? Even though. According to the Gemara, who is it most makil to be involved in Negiya? Big Talmid Chachamim.
Yeah.
He said, who are the people who are least likely to be involved in this in the modern world?
Talmud.
Right? I mean, what does he say? He says, Mi'ikra din is probably much because of the Ritva. But the minug is to avoid arayot, not
to go for
to embrace it. Okay. Then the last thing, and I won't read it inside, he just says, however, he thinks that this is only, that all of this is only by the aunt case. But the grandparent case, he thinks, is motzei lechatchila like parents.
It's yeah. So
right?
Because it's different.
But no, because also, he thinks that the heter parents is about vertical generation thing. Yeah, right? The grandparents are the same. Right? He knows that there are some poskim who aren't.
How's that different than an aunt?
Because he thinks parents and grandparents are the same. And therefore, by parents, there's no chash. Right, and that I don't want to get into. But again, so la halacha, what does he say? He says, grandparents, mudul chathila. He says, aunts, right, elderly aunts, he thinks, ikradin is mutter because it's gone to the case of ula. But since it's not fully the ula case, because we're not dealing with big tamid chum and the minag is being machmir, because we're always worried about raya, but the chash is here or, so therefore his psak is, ain limchot biyara mekilim. If someone does it, it's not really usher. If you can avoid it,
avoid it.
If you can't avoid it totally, then at least try to desexualize it as much as possible. Right? Those are his three levels, right? Meigurdin is probably mutter. The best would be to avoid it. If you can't avoid it totally, right, try to come in the middle. Right, but you understand how he actually very masterfully pulls together these Yisurim, right, and knows that they play off of each other. Plus, and this is what I'll end with, is that what is the number one rule by a riot in general, right, that we saw in Poskim, is that in addition to the formal Yisurim, what do they all do? They tell you have a head on your shoulders, right? That's what he's really saying. He's saying, look, in addition to the formal Isurim, right, it's a riot. You got to be careful, right? And that's why he's telling you, right? It's not formally Yasur, but I'm still telling you not to do it. I can't be Moche, but Chathila, you want my opinion? Is to avoid it because it's a riot.
It says in the Chathadis of Masem, Machshavat Chila.
Yeah, I mean, that's his thing, you know, is be smart, especially in a riot, okay? But I hope that gave you a bit of chazara on the.
Yes.
So again, it added a dimension,
yeah.
Right? And it gives you lamaisa, you understand, right? And you would see other, you know, okay. Well,